Well, the biggest, longest, and most important bullfighting fair of the season is over. Madrid's famous Feria de San Isidro, which runs from about May 10th until June 10th every year. This year, there were 26 bullfights in all. In terms of attendance, it was a good year. The average crowd was close to 21,000, and on 13 occasions, the fight was entirely sold out. I think capacity is 23,000. So from a business standpoint, these were very good numbers. And they sort of confirmed that this classic Spanish tradition is, at least for the moment, doing pretty well. People were worried, I say, up to the pandemic. They were noticing that the numbers were starting to dwindle. And it didn't look good for this activity. Some people were happy about that. Other people were sad. But since the pandemic, it's sort of picked up. And I think there are a couple of reasons for that. I'll talk about that in a second. But anyway, the numbers were good. But the bullfights themselves weren't really up to snuff. Last year in 2023, it was a very good year. Good bullfighters, good bullfights, good bulls. And good results overall. This year has been different, a different story. I actually went to one bullfight, but I get the feedback from a lot of people I know who go almost on a daily basis, and there just wasn't much happening. Many of the bulls were discreet, as the Spanish might say. They lacked power, stamina, and fight, and there were very few winning days. And by that, I mean when a bullfighter leaves the bull ring carried on the shoulders of his teammates, so to speak, through the main gate of the bull ring. And to do that, you need to get two ears. Now, let me give you a little background, because not everyone knows how a bullfight works. For that to happen, you need to get two ears in the same event. Okay, each bullfighter will take on two different bulls normally, so you can get two ears either from the same bull or an ear from each of the two that you take on. How is that done? Well, basically, if your performance as a bullfighter is particularly good, then the crowd will take out these white handkerchiefs and start waving them around as a way of asking the president, who is the presidente, the judge, who sits in a special box, and they're asking him to grant this bullfighter an ear. He makes the final decision. If he agrees, and he usually does that if he feels like the crowd is particularly enthusiastic about the performance, then he too will take out a white handkerchief, and that will show that the bullfighter gets an ear. And if the job was even better or particularly good and the crowd keeps insisting, then he might take out the handkerchief a second time and the bullfighter will get two ears. If we're talking about an extraordinarily historic moment, they might even go for the third trophy, which is the tail. But that is very rare in a bull ring like Ventas. I think the last time that a traditional bullfighter, there are these ones that ride on horses. I think one did that in 2018. But a traditional bullfighter had two ears and a tail in 1972. So it's been a long time. It doesn't really happen at all. So that's what I'm trying to tell you here, that depending on what bull ring you are in, this is easier or more difficult. The small bull rings in the villages, they tend to be much more generous in this sense. But in a category one bull ring, things are much more demanding. It's not that easy to get even one ear. And Madrid is probably the toughest arena of them all. So that's why getting two ears in the same bullfight in Madrid is a big triumph, and they'll carry you out through the main gate, and it's a great moment for any bullfighter. This year wasn't a big one. Of the 26 bullfights that were held, it happened only four times, of which two were these rejoneadores, who are bullfighters who ride horses and they ride around the bull. It's a very interesting tradition. These are incredibly skilled riders and incredibly skilled horses, but they tend to get a lot of years, I think, because of that. And so I'm not really counting them. Then there was a young bullfighter, what they call a novillero, and he got 2 years and was carried out on the shoulders of his teammates. But for the traditional bullfighters themselves, we are talking 23 bullfights. Only one received that honor, so the percentage was really low. And I was lucky enough to be there for that day. I was telling you, I only went to one bullfight this entire season. For me, it sort of depends on the year. I might go to 4 1 year, or I won't go to any. I usually go to at least one, and this was my day. And I got lucky for a couple of reasons, because it was built up as a good one. A bullfighter named Emilio de Justo, one of my favorites. And then there was Borja Jimenez. I'd never seen him bullfight before, and I didn't really know much about him. And then there was Roca Rey, who's a flashy Peruvian bullfighter who burst onto the scene in Spain a few years ago as a potential superstar. And he's done very well in Spain overall, but he seems to struggle in Madrid. He hasn't been able to win over the crowd there very easily, especially the tough crowd in what they call Section 7 or Tendido Siete. There are 10 sections in the bull ring in Madrid, and that Section 7 is the rowdiest, feistiest, most unruly group of the entire ring. And if you can't win them over, it can make your evening a lot more complicated. So I was sort of interested in seeing what would happen there. In fact, at this bullfight, I was in this Section 7. I'll tell you more about it on a different day, because it's a colorful place. It's sort of a mix between something really, it's really active, really interesting. You can't get bored there. Some very nice people, and yet mixed in with a lot of obnoxious people. It's, in my opinion, probably the closest you'll ever get to getting a feel for what the Roman Colosseum must have been like 2,000 years ago. But anyway, as I was saying, it was a very good day, as it turned out. Emilio de Justo had a decent bull, the first one, but it was complicated. It was sort of unpredictable and uncooperative, so not much came of it. He tried to do something with it, but nothing really came out of that. And then we had Borja Jimenez. It was his turn. He got the second bull, and he would end up receiving what would be awarded as the best bull of the entire tournament of all 30 days. It was a bull named Dulce, and it was one of the best, if possibly the best I've ever seen, a great bull. Borja did an outstanding job from beginning to end, and when all was said and done, the crowd waved their handkerchiefs and demanded that this president give him an ear, and that happened. But they kept waving their handkerchiefs again, and we're talking the entire stadium for the most part. And the presidente decided, no, he was only going to give one. And the people were so angry. I've never seen a reaction like that. They felt they were being gypped. And there's this massive response of some 20,000 people insulting the president. And remember, by the way, the presidente is normally a police chief, and they were just telling him to leave, in different words, obviously, but they were telling him to leave the premises. So they were really upset, but he didn't give in. Anyway, and then the third bull was out for Roca Rey. It wasn't an easy bull. He tried to do something with it, but as I said, the crowd here is not a big fan of his. I mean, there are certain areas where they are, but Section 7, and he was bullfighting right in front of Section 7 for some reason. I don't know why, what he was thinking, because they weren't going to make life easy for him, and nothing came of that. And then the fourth bull, that was Emilio de Justo again. That wasn't a very good bull, so it was just a quiet day for Emilio. And then the fifth bull actually had to be returned, the first one, and then the second one came out. And Borja did a very good job with it. It wasn't a great bull, but he did a wonderful job. He didn't kill the bull on the first time round. Normally in ventas, that would sort of ruin your chances of getting an ear. But the rest of the bullfight had been really good for him. And so the crowd started taking out their handkerchiefs and demanding that he get an ear. And I think the Presidente decided that he had made a mistake the first time round and sort of gave him a second ear, sort of as a gift, but probably a well-deserved gift if you look at his overall performance. And that was good enough for him to be carried around on the shoulders of his team, sort of around the arena, and they rushed him out of the building. We were able to get pretty close for that moment and almost got bowled over in the process because they sort of push people out as they try to get outside of the bull ring. And that was the end of the bullfight. But it wasn't the end of the activities there because the bars inside remain open and they have live music that energizes the place. Hordes of young people line up outside and wait to go in once the main bullfight is over. And this has been an important thing for this bull ring. The organizers here, the owners of the place, try to capitalize on the nice, it's a beautiful place, the bull ring itself, and it's open, so they can have these bars sort of in the hallways going around the bull ring. And they're making the most of it, and so they're diversifying. Some people feel, or at least have raised concerns over the amount of alcohol drunk at the bullfights, feeling it's starting to affect the way the crowds interact with the event. But a lot of this happens after the bullfight, so I'm not sure how much of an influence it has. Anyway, that pretty much wraps it up for this year. Good sales in terms of tickets, the bull ring consistently filled up, and plenty of entertainment before and after the bullfight for those who just want to go and party. Economically, I don't think there is much complaint. As for the bullfights themselves, as I was saying, and what the Spanish would say, así, así, más o menos, though there was probably more menos than más. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spaindemain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spaindemain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. That'll be all for today. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.